Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Come out of religion. relationship with the Most High. Hallelujah.
Straightway true.
What Blog Talk's doing, huh?
Improving.
Oh, improving. All right. All right. You want to go ahead and get that door because little girl's in there. All right, all right, all right. Hey, we welcome y'all to Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dowdy on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I bless each and every last one of you. In the sweet presence is strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. All right. All right, let's go ahead and hit it here for a second. Tonight was the deadline for Passover. We're no longer accepting phone calls for people coming to the Passover. We thank each and every last one of you that participated. If you're not on the list, don't show up. And also, I'm glad y'all gave me a radio check. We got a 10x10 up here. We are projected right now, we're sitting at 648 people that are projected to be here for Passover. And it'll be tight, but we think we can accommodate it. We already have game plans that we do. Hey, Sister Carol. Y'all may want to cut on that radio in there in the living room. Okay. All right. Also, Brother Brian, the next time he'll be on the broadcast, it will be the 29th of March. Brother Brian said he's got a little bit more studying he has to do in order to be able to bring things forward to us. We're looking forward to hearing what Brother Brian has to say. That is the truth. Hallelujah. So we'll look forward in. He said he's doing some studying, he's doing some research, and we'll get into that. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm not going to be really long with you tonight. I'm going to go ahead and move right on into your phone calls and stuff. So, hadn't called in too late for your Passover invitation. Also, Brother Brent. Here on the land at Straightway, Brother Brent is. He has taken it upon himself to be able to make these Tidex holsters, in which a lot of us already have. I mean, I've got quite a few Tidex holsters. And Brother Brent is actually going well above and beyond the call of duty. Matter of fact, his quality of his Tidex holsters is far superior than what is out there. He's putting a lot of attention to detail, and it's definitely a lot cheaper than what these people are selling it for out there. For instance, this one right here is an appendix carry. This one right here, see it? This is an appendix carry. And it also, I'll tell you what, hold on for a second. Brother Brent, you still here? Okay. What I was going to do is ask Brother Brent to explain it to us, but I can do a pretty good job. This one right here is an appendix carry. It also has adjustable holes on this appendix carry right here, so that you can actually adjust it whichever way you want. It also has the concealed things right here to keep it from binding up. That's what this is right here. It also can swivel outside and in, so you can actually adjust it horizontally, and you can actually have the flexibility in here, and it will keep the integrity of it. When Brother Brent built these holsters and stuff, these screws are tension, they're retention screws to be able to adjust these whatever way you want them as far as holding the actual weapon in itself. This is a independent magazine holder. Brother Brent is also getting into making one of these. This is my appendix carrier right here. It actually is flexible, and it has a magazine holder over here and Glock 19X with a light over here. All right? He also did a special MMP 9mm, excuse me, for Mother Carol. He did it in carbon fiber, and it also has another hole on it to where you can adjust it, you can can it, and he actually even threw in some pink loopholes in there for her, too. And this is for the MMP 9mm. It's a very, very beautiful holster right here. I personally, if I was you, I wouldn't even think about ordering nothing out there online. When you look at the quality that Brother Brent, and this one right here even has a carbon fiber texture on it. Check it out. I would not even, because I've got probably about four or five of these things, I would not even think about ordering any, no Kydex, nothing off of nobody else when you will see the quality and the attention to detail that Brother Brent has put into this one. This one actually has, this was actually made for Brother Delano, and it has a sweat guard on it too, a high yield sweat guard on it too as well. But I tell you, when you look at the quality of these things right here and the price point, it's well below everybody else's, well below everybody else's. And that's just the truth. Yeah, they are really nice. They are extremely nice. Hallelujah. Also, if you would like to obtain one of these for your particular weapon, my suggestion to you is you call the number behind me on YouTube, not this particular one right here, but 615-688-3025. That's 615-688-3025. You will call that. And when you call that number, 615-688-3025, when you call that number, you leave a message for Brother Brent. So that way Brother Brent can actually get back with you. He can personally return your phone call, set up your order if you want to get one of these holsters, or two or three. Some people are ordering two or three of them. These holsters right here are very professionally done. He puts a lot of care and everything in them. Yeah, we got a Glock 26, and he probably going to make one there out of that mold. He is very, very reasonable price. Matter of fact, this one right here will run you between, depending on what you got upgrades, between $169 and $189. If Brother Brent was to make one of these, the price point would probably be $100 because it has an extra magazine carry, a light for the Glock 19X, and plus it's very flexible. You can see it here on the back. That's the colors I got. You can get in the color coordination. Whatever it is, I tell you what, he's doing a dang good job. It has adjustable everything on it. But it's a beautiful thing that in Israel, we have men that are willing to make things for Israel because they know we go out and spend our money on, you know, the people out there and their livelihood. And, of course, here straightway, since we're all in common unity, if we ever do anything, and we do, using the majority of the proceeds, Brother Brent will get a lot of the proceeds, but we'll put it right back into the community by building material, so forth and so on. We have almost the shell of the tabernacle literally completed. The brothers laid the block, closed in the main doors. We got a few more roof trusses to set. Then we got a little bit more leveling to do and everything else. Then we start cutting. We start putting the shelter up. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have a lot of you to be able to actually put your tent up there in the new tabernacle, since we're going to have an extraordinary amount of people coming this particular Passover. Looking forward to seeing you, you, and you, and you there is our prayer. So don't forget to call area code 615-688-3025. Leave a message for Brother Brent, and he will get back to you. Also, If you go ahead and put your order in now, you may be able to pick it up for Passover, and you won't have to pay shipping. If you're coming to Passover, like I said, we're scheduled for 648 people to be here for Passover. Hallelujah. So I love what I'm seeing. I love what I'm seeing about Straightway being able to provide stuff in the stores and everything else. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay. All right, let's move on with tonight's broadcast. Glory to the King. Oh, by the way, drink of tonight is Woodford Reserve. Grand Reserve Woodford. Compliments of Brother Mike from Texas. All right. So let's rock. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's go ahead and let's get ready with it tonight. Tonight's guest calling number is 310, right behind me, 982-4226, 310-982-4226. You like to talk to Pastor Dow. You can call in. Press number 1 to get into the caller queue. Also, once you get into the caller queue, when you hear me call your area code, you go ahead and you listen through the phone that you're speaking to. Do not try to listen through the computer because it will cause a serious side effect. And then that side effect right there will mess us all up, okay? Red Beers Racer said we've got CBD oil too. Man, call the dining hall. Leave a message for Pastor Dow. Let me know who has the CBD oil, and we can actually get that out too as well. Glory to the King. Let's go ahead and first call of the night. There in New York, Brother Lamar, call number 716-716. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Lamar?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. You hearing me pretty good?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. I've just been getting into that book like you've been telling me. Just been, I saw your series you had, the Salvation series you put over on Patreon. You know, beautiful wisdom. I took heed of every bit of it. You know, like you said, I'm trying to get a couple family members to take a look at it. And what was one thing I meant to ask? Oh, I saw your video about Passover a few years ago about what to bring. Is there anything else, like anything new you think I should bring or anything like that? I'm just asking
matter of fact, Brother Mark, I would include some water boots, you know, wet weather gear just in case it rains.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the world has been going on here in Tennessee in the last couple of years. We used to bring, you know, we used to blame the weather on Gideon, you know what I mean? Because I tell you, every time he showed up, it rained. We can't blame it on Gideon no more, not in all good conscience. Sometimes it rains. We're hoping for a dry Passover so we can all, we still enjoy it, don't get me wrong, but we're hoping for a dry Passover. Either way it go, I would say wet weather boots, wet weather gear, and that outside of that video right there, if you follow the instructions of that video, you should have everything that you need.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And another thing I wanted to say was, you know, bless you and thank you again for all of your labor and all of your wisdom you've been getting, especially to us young people. I know we could be really stubborn and stiff-necked, and I just appreciate your attempts, and I know you labor really hard, and I just bless you for that, and Shabbat Shalom.
All right, my brother, Shabbat Shalom, King coming. Let's go to Texas, Brother Travis, call number 832-832. It's Pastor Dow, you're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Well, this is not Travis, but this is his mother, and I'm calling to let you know two different things. One, I've been wanting to participate on Sister to Sister.
Okay.
And I have a problem with that. I have an Amazon Fire tablet, and I keep getting a message that I need to update my Flash, and Amazon is not compatible with Flash. And so is there any other way to connect to Sister to Sister?
You know what? I will let me see here for a second, Sister. You know, let me get a pen and sheet of paper here. I'll write down your phone number, and I will give your information to our tech team. And,
all right.
And, and they will give you a phone call. They'll return your phone call and tell you exactly what you may or may not need to do. Okay?
Okay.
So let me make a note of this real quick, okay? All right.
Okay, and you're going to love the second part.
Okay.
The second part is, I believe it was February 27th, I was attending Shabbat with Brother Greg, and he totally surprised me. He called me up for a healing, and I didn't even know that he knew I had been sick, but I've had lupus for over 25 years, and with that, I was, you know, fever, seizures, arthritis, psoriasis, any, you just named the autoimmune disorders, and it all fell under the heading of lupus, systemic lupus. And we went, and he pulled some demons out of me, and he healed me, and it was,
right.
Well, the power of Yah and the grace of Jesus Christ through Brother Greg, but I'm telling you, I'm healed. I've already cut my pain medication in half, and this is only in, like, you know, 2.5-3 weeks, but I've cut
Lord
my pain be. Meds in half. I've cut the other medications I was taking. I used to take 3 doses a day of 6 different pills, and I've already cut out 1 entire dosage during the day, and I'm going to be totally off of this stuff by the end of the month or maybe middle of next month, but I'm
Hallelujah.
On my way. I've never felt this good in a very long time. And
Glory
hallelujah.
To
Glory to the King and hallelujah.
Brother Steve from Canada is saying that on your particular fire apparatus that you have, a computer, that you
right.
should download Puffin. You should download Puffin. www.puffin.com. Puffin.com in order to try to be able to watch the radio broadcast. Or the Sisters of Sisters broadcast. Puffin.
Yes, sir, I will go ahead and try that. In fact, I will download it now.
All right.
But I just want to say thank you very much, and I can't wait to see you over Passover.
Well, hallelujah. My honor to be able to see you.
Thank
I'm glad
you, sir.
You're able to make it.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Isn't that beautiful? Brother Jim, Wisconsin, call number 262-262. Brother Jim, you home?
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, brother, sister Robin. You know, I want to tell everybody that Brother Jim, he drove all the way down here, and he actually saved us in excess of upward, probably close to $1,000 worth of tuning of music equipment. He bought all this stuff down here and really got into our music equipment. And anybody knows that if you're going to go get a setup nowadays, and it depends on what else you have to do with your music equipment, you're looking in excess of $150 to $200. And he went through almost every single guitar and bass guitar that we had down here. Spent a lot of time doing. He worked well over 8 to 10 hours a day easy doing it. We appreciate it, Brother Jim.
Well, is my pleasure. It's my privilege. I just want things musically, you know, the instruments to be the best that they can for the feast coming up and just for the worship, you know. It's for the Most High.
Hallelujah.
And, no, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'd like to say a special thank you to all the saints who were there who, you know, helped me, you know, get the stuff to the table where I was working and who helped me, you know, get stuff, you know, Mother Barb, you know, she would fix me a plate for breakfast and she'd fix me a plate for dinner every day because I know that she knew that that was going to be a pretty hard thing for me. And just, you know, the love that I was shown and, you know, that's what sets us apart. It's the love that we have one to another, Pastor. There's nothing like the love that I have experienced, you know, at Straight Way. And the thing is, the love that I have experienced through all the brothers and the sisters of this ministry is so genuine, where, you know, you go out into the world and it's just a false thing. They've got a motive behind it. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you, you know, brothers and sisters who gave me a helping hand when I needed one. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Appreciate your labor of love, Brother Jim.
Yes, sir. And also, I'd like to give a report on Brother Brett's holsters. While I was there, Brother Brett blessed me and made a holster for me so that I'd have a better holster for my everyday carry.
Mm.
And I used it, I got it from him last night, and I used it today the first time, and it is just sublimely comfortable. The way it holds my gun just makes me have greater confidence in it being right there when I need it, if I need it. I would describe these holsters as G-double-O-D good. They are just phenomenal. And I plan on getting a few more. I talked to Brother Brett about that last night. He does beautiful work, and the thing is he pours himself into the holsters that he makes, and that makes the difference.
That's true.
Makes the difference. But, Pastor, I'm home safe. I'm so thankful that I was able to, you know, do something to help bless the ministry. Sister Robin, you got anything that you want to ask Pastor?
I just personally want to say thank you to Sister Barbara for helping my husband and all the saints for helping him. Because I was unable to attend with him down there, and because I know he needs a lot of help, and I'm so thankful that as busy as everyone is down there, that they took the extra time, and I'm completely grateful for it.
All right. Hey, you're welcome. We appreciate Brother Jim coming down. Being able to deal with him in his absence while being away from you.
It was hard. I missed him terribly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Can't wait to see you and all the saints soon.
All right. All right. Bless y'all. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you.
Let's go to California. Brother Taylor, I'm calling him at 619-619. It's Pastor Dow, you're on a Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. I can help you.
That's Pastor Dow. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I can help you.
Yeah, I got a question. It's been lurking in my spirit. I talked to you last time about the new moons and everything. I read your newsletter. So I'm asking you, how, when the Most High first instructed the Israelites to observe the Sabbath, how would they know when the seventh day was if they ain't going to use, what sign would they know from what day is what day, and what day will be the seventh day, since obviously they didn't have the Gregorian calendar back then. They didn't have no calendars. So what would they know? Just how would they know what how many days is what?
You ready for me to answer?
Yes, go.
All right. Ever since the beginning of time, even from Adam, there's always been a people, a very few and small in number people that kept the commandments of the Most High Yah, who actually obeyed him. There was a wicked seed that disobeyed, but there was a seed that obeyed him. So guess what? Since there's been a people that has always obeyed him, check this out. The Sabbath has never been lost. Also concerning the lunar Sabbath. I talked with Brother Rich about this. Do you know that in all of recorded history, ecclesiastical history, that there has never, ever once, ever in the recordings of all ecclesiastical history, there has never, ever been one discussion or one debate on the lunar Sabbath or the new moons? Never. Can't find it nowhere.
Okay, so you saying the same days that we out of Sabbath with the Friday night to Saturday, Friday evening and Saturday is the same exact day that they've been doing every beginning of time. Jesus Christ, everybody, the same exact day.
Did you go back and look at my last Shabbat service where I covered all this in great detail?
I watched your service last Saturday, sir. Yes, sir.
That was pretty spot on.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for answering my question.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
Woo! You know, one thing I don't understand about, we used to call them the Moonies. One thing I don't understand about the Moonies is or the people who keep the lunar Sabbath, when you have all this historical facts standing in front of you, sitting in front of you for centuries, nobody ever even discussed and talking about it. When you look at the subject, it's really nonsensical. It just don't make any sense whatsoever at all. And the same question he asked me, I could turn around and ask him simply, show me where it actually spoke about it and it commanded us to keep the new moons. Amazing, huh? Oklahoma, caller number 918-918. This is Pastor Dow, Unit Circuit Youth Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Pastor Dow, how you doing?
Shabbat Shalom, doing well. Who am I speaking with?
Good. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, this is Eric Ryan. I met you down there in Houston about a year, maybe half a year ago, down there in Houston, Texas. You have a conference down there. You know that? And I've been following you for about 2 years before I met you. And I catch you every Shabbat, every Saturday. I watch your services every Saturday, and I just want to really tell you from the bottom of my heart, man, thank you for giving me the wisdom and guidance and knowledge of the truth. I really should call and tell you thank you, man, and I'll let you know that it's a very good thing to have a very good teacher showing the correct way. I never looked at the Bible at all like I do now. I never looked at scripture at all like I do now, and I just want to tell you thank you for opening my eyes.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Continue to keep watching and listening, okay?
Yes, sir. Do you remember me? There was only a few white people there that day. I was the big white guy. I met you at the end. I think I was there with Brother Kabir. I was sitting by Brother Kabir, and I met. He actually introduced me to you. I don't know if you
remember.
I took a picture of him. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, man. I just really wanted to call and tell you thank you, man. That's really all. So, Shabbat Shalom,
Pastor. You're welcome, brother. Be encouraged.
Right, we'll
keep watching and listening, okay?
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Oklahoma again. Call number 580-580 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Service Jude Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
My name is Robert Quarterman, and I'm calling from Ada, Oklahoma.
Hey, you came in strong, but then you faded. So tell me what's going on.
I was calling just to be known in straightway, and I'm seeking to find a person to fellowship with and grow spiritually, to talk to and help to, you know, lead better, to be a, being a leader.
Mm. Well, where are you at, in Oklahoma?
Yes, sir. And I had talked to Elder Becker, and he said he's not sure if there's anyone, like any saint in Oklahoma.
How far are you from Kansas?
I want to say about, maybe 8 hours.
Well, you're a whole lot closer than we are. The closest one we probably got to you. How far are you from Houston, Texas? Man, I can't hear you, man.
It's about the same.
Well, you either got Pastor Corey up there in Kansas or you got Brother Greg down there in Houston. That's your choice right there. That's the closest we got to you that you can actually learn.
Okay.
All right.
And I was also trying to get close to the straightway.
Man, we can't hear you, brother. We cannot hear you. It's a bad connection. I tell you what, brother, just call the dining hall and make your request known because we just simply can't hear you. Let's go to Alaska, Brother Reynolds. Call number 907-907. This is Pastor Dowell, Unitarian Church Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Reynolds.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Oh, we blessed are the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. How y'all doing up there in cold Alaska?
Woo! Part of Alaska just got a foot of snow, but where we are, we're still anticipating it. But we're hoping that it blows over.
I don't blame you. Man, it's cold
yes,
up there, man. Black folks don't belong in Alaska, brother.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yes, sir. I just want to give my blessings to all of Israel, to Straightway. And I pray that the Most High bless you as well, Pastor. You and your wives.
Hallelujah.
I got to be careful about that. But I thank the Most High for you. Anticipate on seeing me there. By the help and grace of the Most High, we'll be there. I got some news that I'll be carrying for you as well. And hope to see you when I get there.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Most High bless you. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call number 904-904. It's Pastor Dowell, Unitarian Church Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom to you, Pastor Dowell. This is Brother Jeff calling from Orlando, Florida. How are you, sir? How are you?
We're all right. How can I help you, Brother Jeff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, brother, I want to make a statement. You know, it's not going to be long with it, Pastor. I've been watching you since 2016, and ever since I watched your videos since 2016, you really opened up my eyes, Pastor. And to get a gun, to get out of debt, and by the way, last week I just pay off my last debt just by the instruction that you gave to the people and me as well, you know. And
Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want to bless you, man. And I have to say, man, out of all the pastors, man, you're the real one that out of all of them, man, you know. And I just, you're a stand-up guy, and I appreciate you, man, for giving all the men, black men in America, or all men, I meant to say, a real feeling, how to be a man in life. You know what I mean? And
yes, sir.
Just want to appreciate you that. Appreciate you on that. And I said down the line, Pastor Dowell, I do want to make myself known, you know, by And I do watch your services on Saturdays and things like that. I do watch, and I watch every Friday. I do watch your broadcast as well. So, you know, I'm just haven't made myself known yet, but down the line, I will, you know. So,
all right.
I just want to appreciate you at that, Pastor Bell. Yes, sir.
Man, I'm glad that you're debt free, brother, and you're only
yes.
giving yourself a pat on the back, man, for being able to follow instructions. I guarantee one thing, I bet you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel real good, Pastor Dal. And actually, I'm a truck driver, so, you know, I be moving, man. And my next plan is, my next plan and vision is to get some, to put up some money up and get some land. And, you know, and just by watching your videos, bless you, man. I feel real good right now. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
That's a good phone call. Let's go to California. It's from Florida to California. Call number 323-323. It's Pastor Dow. You know, Sherry Tude Radio broadcast. I can help you. California, 323.
Hello, 323.
Hey, Shalom.
This is Fred. California.
Brother, we can't hear you good. We got a bad connection. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you, you know, a month ago, and maybe 2 months ago. And, you know, I left the Christian church. And I was just wondering if there's anyone out here in California that I can fellowship with and congregate with.
What you should do is call the dining hall and ask for Elder Doug. If you can't get him, leave a message for him. He will return your phone call. He'll direct you from there, okay?
Okay.
He will direct you from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, my brother.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, Shabbat Shalom. Brother Gene, Minnesota, calling number 612-612. This is Pastor Dowd. You're on the Street with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help, my brother.
Well, Pastor, I'm having a hard time asking this question because I know you teach the sinful doctrine of that polygyny is okay, but I'm going to give it a shot here with this question.
Go ahead.
a little light. Sorry about that, Pastor. Anyway, healing. As far as healing is concerned, Paul had a thorn in the flesh.
Yes.
And so, with that being said, is there a time when God chooses not to heal, not because of sin, not because of anything else, but because it benefits the believer?
I believe that that is true. Also, I don't know if anyone would be able to discern it today. And the reason why I say it, because remember, Paul was a special chosen seed of the Most High Yah. And knowing all that he knew, it was a way, at least what we can, you know, ascertain when we read them scriptures, is that it was a way to keep him humble.
Yes, sir.
Because he said, lest I be exalted above measure. Because people don't understand the things about Paul. Even Shimon Kepler said that Paul, he speaks things that are hard to be understood, which they that are, this is how he said it, unstable and unlearned rest the scriptures as they also do the others to their own destruction. So Paul had a very high, or Saul had a very high level of understanding. And he said this thorn was in the flesh and it was given to him to buffet him. I have my own ideas. I've never discussed it with anyone what it was. But that thorn right there did not prevent him from continuing to keep doing the work of Yah. Most people think it's a sickness or disease. I don't see it as a sickness or disease, but that's neither here nor say.
Is there anything, so I've got four discs in my back that have been crushed 12 years ago, and I really, 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 really want some healing. Besides obvious of sin and rebellion to Yah, what are some other things that would keep a believer from being healed if the elders were to pray for them?
You know, a lot of times, Brother Gene, the setting, what the book says, and the spirit of Yahweh was present to heal. A lot of times when you go back and you look at some of our previous feast days, you can see that there was a special high anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he came into the place and performed special miracles, signs and wonders. And people got healed in those places. And also, at that time, you have to understand, here in America, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All of us in America, we are such a perverted, wicked, slothful, iniquitous, transgression, wicked-ass people of the earth that we even think that even in our pompous mindset of actually being able to retain scriptures and quote them and stuff, we think that in this country over here that we have some resemblance of holiness. Now, I'm saying this to everybody because the book says he that traveled much knows much. I've been to other areas. I've seen other countries, been there, done it. And I've never in all of my life has ever, ever, ever seen such a wicked-ass spirit as I see on the people here in America. And it doesn't surprise me that people don't experience much miracle signs and wonders and healing in America at all. It doesn't surprise me at all because even in third world countries, they get more manifestation of the spirit because of their humility than we would ever see over here because we are that defiled in this country.
Yes, sir. And as you know, I'm working towards holiness on this one.
Hallelujah. Stay the course.
Thank
you,
Pastor.
Ever give up the faith.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom. That's a good request, too. Arkansas, calling number 870. It's Pastor Dowie on the Sherby Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Arkansas?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, we blessed on the Most High. How can I help you?
I called in a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to give you a little time to meditate on the question I asked. It was about the mushrooms. Oh, let me say that was a good question by Brother Gene, too. Really edifying.
Okay, mushrooms. What mushrooms?
I called in, I want to say, about 3 weeks ago, and I asked about the, you know, the seeds. Like, what, could that be like, you know, we supposed to, are we fulfilling the dietary law by eating mushrooms?
You can eat mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it also talks about every herb-bearing seed. That was just one category. I mean, after all, you can actually go out and eat grasshoppers. Is that fulfilling the dietary law if you eat grasshoppers?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I haven't saw anywhere in the Torah, the whole of the Torah, where it would prohibit us from eating mushrooms.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Pastor. It threw me off. It was saying about the seeds, and I didn't know if, like, spores could be considered seeds. But I saw a couple comments from a couple of brothers, and but I still wanted to call in and make sure, you know, I would, you know, putting something in my body that, you know, that the Most High had rejected.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother.
Thank you,
good
Pastor.
Question, though. You're welcome. Shabbat shalom. Go to Wisconsin, 414-414. It's Pastor Dow, Universal Straight with Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eric Bryson, fellowship with the brothers out in Houston. Just want to call in and tell you thank you again. I was watching your teaching you did on forgiveness, and I just can't tell you how much. I had to listen to it about 7-8 times to get it deep in my spirit, but I just want to let you know that really has blessed me a lot. So I really want to tell you thank you, and I appreciate that teaching.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, my brother. Anything else?
Pastor, I just want to ask you as well. I'm planning on coming down there for Shabbat, for the Passover. I did already call the dining hall, and I was going to probably come a little earlier if it's okay. I just wanted to check with you to see would it be okay. And I'll call the dining hall to set up a time where I could come down there and kind of help you guys set up, you know, prior to the Passover starting.
Sure, but what is considered a little early? What date?
probably like a, I plan on leaving Sunday, first day, and then probably be there Monday.
Oh, okay, that'd be fine. I mean, just get in, get a place, and be able to set up your tent and everything. You should be good to go. Just let us know when you're coming and when you're leaving, okay?
I'll definitely do that, and I'll call the dining hall to let them know the exact times.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I'm glad to be a member of Straightway. I really tell you, it's been a blessing.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all let us know when you're coming and the date you're planning on departing, because logistically, we have a lot to prepare for. You know, 648 people. That ain't no chicken feed. And like the sister spoke last night, you know, this particular feast, of course, you should have been preparing for it anyway. Some of you give throughout the year and you give it in a month. Then you should have an offering in your hand ready to bless the Most High Yah, because when you give it to his people, you're giving to the Most High Yah because it's for the work of the ministry. Y'all can understand that even the building of this brand new tabernacle that we're doing up here, every single Sabbath, and let me see, there are 52 weeks in a year. And we probably, more likely, we possibly have, let's say, 714. Let's say we have 14, 15, let's just round, say, 16 days out of the year that we actually have to use the space that size in the new tabernacle. Believe it or not, I know it's here on the land, but that combination is really for you. Because we can, for the other, let me see, you got 52, take away 16 for 52 for the rest of that time of the year, we can easily fit us in the old tabernacle, if you understand what I mean. So we do all that to be able to accommodate all the Israelites that are coming from far and near, because there's so much going on. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Where we at? I did Oklahoma. Let's go to Illinois. Call number 708-708. So y'all make sure y'all bring an acceptable offering to the Most High Yah, as he has prospered you and blessed you throughout the year. Because Yah loves a cheerful giver, all right? 708 Illinois. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Tribute Tune Radio broadcast. How can help you?
How you doing, Pastor Dow? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Yeah, how you doing now? Pretty good. My name is John Smith. I've been watching you for some years now. You brought out some great information to help me continue on and on finding out who we are as a people. I had a very interesting phone conversation today with a Jewish guy, and when it comes down to trying to figure out who the so-called African American people are. In the Bible, a lot of people are confused of who we are, and most of this information has been hidden and covered up. Okay, now when I was questioning these things, normally when I would talk to a Jewish guy with a phone, he would hang the phone up with me, because he would not be expecting for me to be asking the, if you want to call it, non-typical question you would normally ask the person, turning towards the Bible and who the so-called, asking how these Jewish people are and things of that nature. But when I spoke to this particular gentleman today, and I was asking about particular, things pertaining towards Judaism and things like that, everything I was asking him, he didn't deny it. And especially in terms of the transatlantic slave trade and the transatlantic slave trade and things like that, I was giving him these people's names who were involved in the slave trade, and he didn't deny not one thing. Now, when it comes down to us as Black African American, we have been called Negroes and niggas and things like that, right? I was able to find out that because you're based out in St. Louis, right?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay. Well, a brother by the name of Dr. John L. Johnson, he's based out in St. Louis. He had passed away 2 years ago, and he had written two books that I had purchased from him. And when I had opened up the book, I found out that the oldest name that they have for the Creator is they call it the sacred N-word. Okay, I'm quite sure you might know where I'm about to get to go with this.
Oh yeah, I'm very familiar with getting ready to go with it.
Okay, so they call him nigger, right?
Yeah.
They call him nigger
because there's not another word in all of the languages all across the earth that ever incites so much rage,
right,
attention,
right,
and than that word.
So with that being said, ever since I've been saying that, YouTube has been flagging my video. They have been censoring my comment section. I said, if the oldest name they have for the Most High is nigger, and us Black Americans are called niggers, and we have a homeland called Negroland or Negritia, I was able to track down that before we even called Israelites, we were called Negritians. Still, we were always known as niggers or Negroes since the beginning of time. So how did we go from being called? Yes.
Yeah. Let me interject a little bit of something here. Before we were niggers, that's the negative connotation that was given to us by the southern racist white people. Then we had the designation of Negroes. Before Negroes, it was Hebrews. Before Hebrews, it was eyebrows or eyebrow. Are you following me?
Yeah. I'm well familiar. I'm well familiar with that.
Going all the way back to Abrin. You know what I mean? And we heading all the way back to Abraham.
Right. And we can go back further than that. We go back to Eber and Foxside and things like that. But
I was getting ready to head to Eber.
Right,
yes, sir.
Right. Now, let me interject. I'm not going to take too much time because I know we have other callers there. Okay, so
let's go back to
that statement, what you said. Now, you say that we were called niggers because of the southern, you know, white racism and things like that. But I want to shed a little light on that to let people know that, like I said, we were always called niggers, but in the Igbo language, This is how you want to say ignorant or out of stupidity that when the slave man was calling our ancestors niggers in the Igbo language, when you say nigger, you are actually saying master, you are my God, I am here to worship you. So the white man, so the slave man, the slave owner, he didn't actually know what he was talking about when he's calling us that. Because when you read the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 7:4, he says, "If my people who are called by my name," so I said this. I started connecting this stuff. I said, "Well, if the oldest name that they have for the Most High is nigger, what group of people do you know that's been scattered all across the world is called niggers?" And then he said he would heal their land. What land? Nigger land. And I was able to find out in a book that I have. It's called Social History of the Races of Mankind, First Division, the Grecians, right? And in that book, they constantly, these people who are publishing these books that's normally owned by Jewish society people, they constantly keep on telling them themselves, and I keep on catching them slip. They say in that book that that the Negritians or the Negroes were, they said that they had sold their own people into slavery before the Arabs took hold of the slave trade. They said they sold their own people into slavery when the ancient pharaohs ruled over them in Egypt. I said, wait a minute, who sold who into slavery in that particular time in Junction? I said, didn't Joseph's brother sell them into slavery in Egypt?
We're going to have to go ahead and cut this one short because you've had a lot of time to be able to speak.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut that one off right here. I'm going to show y'all something about Pastor Dowell, okay? Because I already know the angle. I already know everything, the way he's going and stuff. Let me show you how I know. Anybody want to see it? If you want to see it, will somebody please type in yes into the chat room. Type yes into the chat room if you want to see it. And I'll wait here just a second. As a matter of fact, I'll be right back here in just a second, okay? I'll give you time to respond in the literal proverbial chat room, okay? I'll be right back here in just a second, all right? Glory to the King.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled Ellington, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, 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 the King is coming. Hey, let me show y'all something. I probably have had his book maybe 19 years. Now, this is a newer model because my old one is somewhere in here. The last caller, what he was speaking about, this is Dr. Johnson he was talking about. I've already been familiar with this many, many, many moons since we got a bunch of moon stuff going on. So Pastor Dow is not oblivious, especially when it comes to type of knowledge and stuff. That's why I was able to answer this, because I know the angle that it's coming from. All right? I just thought I'd put that out there, so there it is right there. And what the title of the book is 500 Questions and Answers on the Black Presence in the Bible. And he does a very thorough job. His name is Dr. John L. Johnson. Like I said, I've had it for over 19, 20 years when it first came out. So I'm very familiar with it. All right, let's rock steady. Tennessee, Brother Joseph. 843-843, Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. Well, Pastor, I first want to just give thanks to you, Pastor, for just the spiritual warfare that you teach us. Specifically, I have a question. About deliverance, actually. I have been, like, dealing with witchcraft, with, basically it's been witchcraft, and it's witchcraft mixed with generational curses, because the witch I'm dealing with is in the bloodline of my Isha.
Okay.
So, how do I go about, because we've been casting out demons and we've been going through like systematically. Every time I've gotten a demon out, it's been like, I guess it's been like a network, like they're all connected, interconnected. So, and it usually happens when we're paying for, yes, sir?
You got a little ways to go, brother. Deliverance is just not a one-time thing when things have been that deeply rooted for generations. All you have to do is just pace yourself and handle it one day at a time. You got a lot to go with, man, a lot to deal with. But the best thing to do, the first thing to do is to go through the prayers and renounce all these generational curses that has been put and been placed upon the family line because people have stepped outside of the Most High God. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I just gave you, I literally just gave you the blueprint in order to save a lot of steps.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Break curses and soul ties from the family line.
Curses and soul ties. Got you, sir. Bless you.
Bless you, my brother.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Texas, brother Vincent. Call him 310-310. It's Pastor Dow, Unistributed Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, brother Vincent?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom. Hey, bless you, Rosa.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom, Mother Carol.
Bless y'all. Bless you, bro. Bless your children.
Pastor. Pastor.
Go ahead. Come on.
My mom has the peace of tongues.
Oh, the gift of tongues. Right.
Mom has the gift of tongues. That's good. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Pastor. We're not going to take up your time. We haven't talked in a while on Blog Talk. Bless you for being you. I commented on that last video that you put up there, telling you thank you for being that example you've been for the past, 20-plus years. We have so much to go on, and every time I hear you talk, every time we look at a message and we actually listen to it and do what you say, we grow. So thank you, Pastor.
Well, bless you, Brother Vincent. Just stay the course, man. Keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right.
Children always want to talk to Pastor Dow. Shabbat shalom, children. Glory to the King. Texas, call number 832. 832 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you in Texas.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
My name is Michael Woods, and I just wanted to make myself known to the ministry. I've been fellowshipping with Brother Greg here in Houston for, I would say, probably about the past 2 months, and I just wanted to call in to a Blog Talk.
Glory to the King. Did you meet Elder Mitch while you're down there?
Yes, sir. I sure did. I met Elder Mitch, and it was a great meeting. He shared a lot of wisdom with us, and I've really been enjoying it. And I just must say that, you know, just a little history on me, if I can. I'll be very brief, but if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So my biological father is a Baptist minister. And actually a pastor, and then my stepfather is actually a Baptist minister. And I just want to say that I've learned more in these past, say, 6 months that I've been listening to you than I have in all my years, you know, growing up with my dad, with both my dads, I should say. So I really appreciate the wisdom that you share with us. And it's like when you speak, it's like I see all of the, it's like you spell out what has happened in my life. And it's a blessing to be able to get that wisdom and to be able to soak that in and to put those to put that wisdom in act. So I really want to thank you for that, Pastor.
You're welcome. I understand. Keep going.
Yes, sir. And I have one question. I've really been trying to dive into the Word, but I kind of struggle with a method on, because I see how knowledgeable you are in the Word. I know it's come with years of study. But I just wanted to ask you, and I've been asking other saints also to kind of get a, you know, to see what everybody thinks on this, but how do you go about studying the word, you know? That's my one of my biggest issues. I think I want to know, how do you go about studying methodically, you know what I mean?
That's pretty simple. You want to know? I'll go ahead and tell you. You want to know?
Yes, sir.
One subject at a time. Let me give you an example. If you want to know about baptism, you do a word search on baptism. You look up all the scriptures pertaining to baptism. Always read in context, a little bit before, a little bit after, because there are many different baptisms. When you take it one subject at a time, that's how you study the word, and you're able to grasp it more, and you're able to understand it more. Yeah, am I making any sense?
That makes a ton of sense. Instead of jumping around, study one subject
at a
time.
There you go. One subject at a time.
Well, thank you, Pastor. That was my only question. And again, thank you for all your wisdom, and be looking forward to seeing you, meeting you guys at Passover.
Bless you, my brother. Y'all speed, safe travel. Somebody asked me in the chat room, Pastor Val, how does the subject of polygyny hold under the new covenant? It holds just as ironclad as it did under the old covenant, because most people don't even know what the new covenant is. But if you turn to Jeremiah 31:31, the prophet said that this new covenant is that Yah will write his laws on the table of your heart. That means the same laws that was written in the old covenant, rather than being called the New Testament, it's the same covenant, except it's transferred off of paper and off of stone, and it's written on the tables of your heart. Somebody say glory to the King. You can't get no better wisdom than that. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody give y'all the glory. Come on, come on, come on. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Come on, now give it up. You got to give it up, Israel. Hallelujah. Man, that was a quick way to debunk that question, wasn't it? Man, ain't y'all good. Let's go to call number 910-910. Brother Jesus, it's Pastor Dow. You on the Servitude Tutor Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, my pastor.
Hey, bless you, my brother. Got my boots, man. Appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Glory to you. That's actually the reason I called, Pastor, just to make sure you got the boots.
I got them, my brother. How are you and the family doing?
We're doing fine, Pastor. We're doing fine. I actually completed one of the final steps to my transitioning out of the Marine Corps today. Basically, they give us a 5-day class on, like, all the benefits and all the things that are available to us as service members once we get out. So that was a lot of information to take in.
I understand. Hallelujah.
But that's it. That's it, Pastor. I just wanted to make sure you got the boots, and Shabbat shalom to you, sir.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Philadelphia, Sister Mahalia, Pastor Dow, you're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. I wanted to ask, I know you always preach and say, when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's, you know, an evidence of speaking in tongues. But what I wanted to ask, is that the only evidence? Because I can say, even before I came into this ministry, I always believed in the Most High. I didn't call him Yahweh, you know, I said God. And I would always see when I sincerely prayed, my prayers were always answered. When I asked for guidance, I would get that guidance, and my eyes are definitely open from listening to your teaching. So I just want to know, it's like I see the change in myself. I see the blessing that I have, but I have not, I would say I have not had that experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. So I just wanted to know, maybe how can you explain that to me? like you see the power, but I don't think I've had the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Well, the one thing you can always know is by their fruits you should know them. But, sister, you sound like you have a Ruach. You just need to the confirmation. If I was you, you're right at the door, believe it or not. I met many, many people like you. Just strive to do what the Bible says, and believe you me, you will see an even greater change than what you have now.
Hmm. Yes, that's true. That's what I'm striving for. That's my main, I would say that's my main goal in life. It's funny, before in, you know, when I went to school, in college, you know, I was always like the smart student. But whenever the question would come up, what is your purpose in life? Honestly, I never knew. I'm like, I had no idea. But now I can honestly say, like, my purpose in life is to live righteously, like, wholeheartedly. I just feel like that's all I really want to focus on, and make sure that, you know, I'm saving my soul and helping to at least save the soul of my children, hopefully, and hopefully family members around me.
Well, hallelujah. Sister Mary, you just continue to keep striving, get rid of the distractions, stick with the truth, stick with the ministry, so you don't have your mind scattered all over the place. Are you following me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You're doing well. You stay the course, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, bless you, my sister. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Nevada. Call number 702-702. It's Pastor Powell. You're on the Shabbat Shalom radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
This Pastor Dow.
This is he. Talk to me through the phone.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I got to get myself more prepared for this, man. Okay. Excuse me, Pastor Dow. I just wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to talk to you just for a moment, because for a while, you know, when I was, I've been into this movement, the Israelite movement, for about going on 5 years, and I was kind of confused, you know, because I was with the so-called Caucasian woman for 28 years, and I had a couple kids by her. I had two sons by her, and then when I seen these Israelites talking about, you know, whoredom, and how, you know, whoredom is, you know, being with, you know, people of other nations, and then I started, you know, just really getting into the Bible real deep, and then I came across your site, and I was like, okay, your Pastor Dial, okay, Pastor Dial. So I kept watching you a little while, and then when I was watching you, I was like, okay, this is more of the truth to me than what I was getting, you know, from the camps and the people that were claiming to be Israelites, but they had the hatred on their hearts with it. And I just wanted to just call you and thank you real quick for what you have done in my life by studying the scriptures the way you have. And the Bible talks about how if a man or anyone was to learn anything, they need to learn it from a pastor. So, you know, and you definitely are a pastor. And I just wanted to just thank you, man, and give all praises to the Most High for what you're doing, man. And I just thank you. I just want you to just keep up the good work. And I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll address a little bit of that while I hang up with you, my brother. Bless you. You people out there, me and you are going to learn that the same scribes and Pharisees that we had of yesterday here, they're here today. And it is a false, erroneous doctrine to set up there and base who you can or cannot associate with based on the color of their skin. The brother said that he had a white woman, had two children by her. And so, you know, the so-called Israelites of today, which I don't believe they're Israelites. I think that they're Edomites. I think the majority of the camps are closet Edomites and devil worshipers and Freemasons. And they're there to cause confusion, distraction, and destruction amongst those that are real true Israelites. But think about this for a second. Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Is that not someone of another nation? Because an Ethiopian is a Hamite. Yet and still, the custodian of the law was married to a Hamite, one of another nation. Also, there's the law of the war bride. That means if you went into another nation, you sacked their nation, you saw a woman there that you desired to take her as a wife. It wasn't predicated on if you had other wives already. It's just that you saw desire. What does the law say? The law say you ought to cut her hair, pair her nails, let her mourn the loss of her father and mother 30 days, then afterwards go into her, and she is your wife. Also, you know what's amazing? Over in Acts chapter 16, verse 1, it states, and they came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, there was a certain disciple was there named Timotheus. Pay attention to Timotheus. The son of a certain woman who was a Jewish or a Yehuditis woman and believed, but his father was a Greek. And we follow the theology of the day, then guess what? Timotheus or Timothy couldn't even be written about in the book, yet and still Paul gave instruction to Titus and Timothy to go and ordain elders. What the hell is going on then? I think that most people are caught up in their racism, their prejudice, their blindness, or their wickedness, that they seek to influence ignorant people, and that's the only people they can influence because they can't influence someone like me that's informed and know what the Bible says. And then tear up this stuff. You can go out there on the street corners and fight against Christians and everybody else out there that don't know the book, but you can't do that over here. Not at all. In Acts chapter 16, verse 3, it says, him with Paul would have to go with him and took him and circumcised him. Paul took and circumcised Timotheus, whose father was a Greek. If he's a Greek, that's one of another nation. Why did Paul do that? It's simple. What does the law say? If someone's going to come in from another nation and they met the conditions, they got circumcised, they was considered an Israelite. You all allowing people of today with their ignorant stance and their stupidity of the law to influence y'all today. That's what y'all doing. Rather than letting the scriptures speak for themselves. Anyway, Acts 16, verse 3 said that Paul took him, circumcised him because of the Jews or the Yehudim, which were those quarters, for they knew that his father was a Greek. Now, wait a minute. They knew that his father was a Greek. And yet still, Paul took him and circumcised him. What made up the heads then? Because we know the Greeks are uncircumcised. Man, you people got a lot to learn. I think the problem is that you're not listening to real, true preachers. That's just the truth. Well, anyway, that's it. I'll see y'all again next week. Be the Father's will. Bless you all. And I hope that, hey, tonight, don't call in no more after this because you will be rejected. You had an opportunity to have your name in for the Passover. I look forward to seeing you, you, and you, and you here. We're going to have a beautiful time, wonderful time. I know that. We're looking forward to the Most High doing many miracle signs and wonders. Shed it on this people. I want y'all to be encouraged. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning at www.straightway.com or www-online, or let me say www-online-church.org. You can go there or you can go to Facebook, Straightway Truth, Pastor Dow. You can find me there on Facebook. We have a live stream there on Facebook. Live stream could be possible on YouTube. I know we have a live stream on online, hyperchurch.org, as well as the website in itself. If you have Mac or an OIS device, you can download puffin.com, and there we are. You can see us. The word is out there. We're doing everything we can to make sure it is out there. You can get it. Don't forget, you want to know more about truth, you want to go to deeper levels of truth, and you got thick skin, you can handle it, go sign up on Patreon. Just type in Pastor Dow, go over on Patreon. You'll be there. Also, my brothers and sisters in Canada, go ahead and put on your calendar May 1st through May 9th. Myself and my family, we will be in Canada visiting our precious brother Steve and sister Wenda as we do on our yearly journey to the northern tribes of Israel. Looking forward to seeing Brother Ugly. Don't forget Brother Ugly's news update. News update every single week. Straightway news by Brother Ugly, Brother Paul up there in Canada. He keeps you abreast of everything that is going on in the ministry. Don't forget Brother Eric's weekly broadcast to where he's actually every 6 days puts out a brand new message of teaching, good teaching, meat. Don't forget the KGB show every Monday, as well as the Berean broadcast every Wednesday that it's posted. Man, the ministry is just growing. It really truly is. I think a lot of people getting freed. They're tired of the foolishness. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something here. Y'all listening? At first, you got people that want to levy charges, point the finger at old Pastor Dow in the ministry. The book of Acts says, there was people who rose up and boasted themselves to be something, and they came to naught. The instruction of a wise man said, let me tell you something. Then there was those that came and they rose up with Thaddeus. They both themselves beat enough, they came to naught. He said, but these men right here, let me tell you something. You better be careful touching them, lest you be fighting against the Most High Yah himself. Because if the Most High Yah is with them, you cannot overthrow it. And I preface that with this. You got people been attacking Pastor Dow for a long time. This is what happens. They attack, and they attack, and goes on for a couple of weeks. Sometimes they may be able to extend for a year. Then they run out of ammunition. And then what do? They go the way of all people who run out of ammunition. They're out of the fight. They're no longer attacking. Y'all begin to get the picture? I bless y'all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, our soon coming King. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Is my prayer. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.